Greetings to everyone who listens to this message in the name of Jesus. Today I want to speak to you on a very important subject entitled Walking in God's Authority. Recently, as I was waiting upon the Lord, I heard him speak these words to me. When we are hearing the voice of God and being obedient to what he asks of us, we are walking in an authority that even the devil cannot stand against us. What a tremendous promise that is. And when we look into the scriptures and we see what the Bible teaches us, for example, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in you and me than he that's in the world. That shows us that God is bigger inside of us than the enemy, the devil that's out there in the world. And we are able to live in victory in a world that's dominated by devilish things. And so it's important that we really understand these principles. Hearing God's voice and being obedient to that, what he asks of us, gives us an authority to stand against the enemy and to rise above every form of opposition that would come against us. If we look into the book of Romans chapter 8, we see that chapter is full of promises to those people who are being led by the Holy Spirit of God. The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And he now lives inside of every Holy Spirit-filled believer. That means wherever we go, Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit go with us. And when we are abiding in the Godhead and listening to the voice of God, then he leads and guides us and enables us to accomplish things that can be accomplished no other way. And so I want to encourage you today, make very sure you are hearing the voice of God so that you can commit in obedience to what he asks of you, and you will see God using you in amazing ways like never before. There's an authority in being obedient to God. Hallelujah. Some time ago, God spoke these words to me. Every great man and woman in the Bible all started out as unknown nobodies until one event happened in the life of them all. They heard the voice of God and obeyed. The result of that was those nobodies became somebodies in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit. And they accomplished things that could be accomplished no other way than by their listening to the voice of God and being obedient to whatever he asked of them. And so I want to encourage you today to know that this is a key to New Covenant Christianity. It is all about hearing the voice of God and being obedient to what he asks of us, so that we will walk and live in an authority that makes us overcomers, that makes us more than conquerors, that makes us sons and daughters of the living God, because we are being led by his Holy Spirit. Be encouraged, dear friends. Rise up and believe the promises of God. Hallelujah. God's desire for us, according to Ephesians chapter 3, is that we will be filled with all the fullness of God. Just imagine that for a moment, that God wants us to be so filled with himself that all things are possible to him that believes, that we are overcomers against every form of opposition that comes against us. When we listen to God's voice and obey it, it helps us to rise up in faith, and it's faith that pleases God. And the more faith we have, the more God can trust us with asking us to do things even that we've never done before, so that we can be overcomers, growing in faith and seeing the enemy defeated, more and more. God bless you and God watch over you. In closing, I would like to say this to us. Ask these questions. Are we listening to God's voice? Do we know when He's speaking to us? Make it personal. Are you listening to God's voice? Do you know when He is speaking to you? Do you know His voice sufficiently that you are prepared to commit to obeying whatever He asks of you? When you do, you will experience God in amazing, wonderful ways that will see you accomplishing things to the glory of God like never before. Rise up, man of God. Rise up, daughter of God, and walk in that authority which God gives to all those who hear His voice and obey. God bless you. Amen.